On one occasion,
Dakrubi,
I was in a conference, the underlying. And when it came time for the concluding speaker, from this country, but
looked left, looked right,
and then departed. My dear young sisters, the responsibility I pray for divine help.
I
may be made equal to such an opportunity. A mere 20 years ago, you had not yet commenced your
journey.
There you are among those who loved you.
Now,
eventually, earth life. A joyous welcome, however, measure up.
Trying to find your place.
When you're becoming more independent, they are also prime years when Satan can tempt you and will do their utmost to entice you from the past, which will lead you back
to that
heavenly
home
from which you came, and back to your loved ones there,
and
back to your heavenly home. The world around you is not equipped to provide the help you need to make it through this often treacherous journey. So many in our society today seem to have slipped from the moorings of Satan and
drifted
in the harbor of peace, permissiveness, immorality, pornography, and culture. All these and more cause many to be tossed about in the sea of sin and crushed on the jagged reefs of lost opportunities,
forfeited
blessings, and shattered dreams. The answer is a resounding yes. I counsel you to look to the lighthouse of the Lord. I've said it before. I will say it again. There's no fog so dense, so night, so dark,
no gale so strong,
no mariner so lost, but the lighthouse of the Lord through the storms of life, it calls this way to safety, to home. It sends forth signals of light easily seen and never failing. It follows those signals will guide you back to your heavenly home. I wish to talk to you tonight about three essential signals from the Lord's lighthouse, which will help you to return to that Father who eagerly awaits you.
Triumph.
homecoming.
The
three signals are
Dama,
believe, obey, and endure. First, I mentioned a signal which is basic and essential. Believe that you are a daughter of Heavenly Father. That he loves you.
That you
for his purpose.
Again,
your eternal salvation. Believe that remaining strong and faithful to the truth of the gospel is
of
most importance. I testify that it is. My young friends, believe the words you say each week
as you recite your
name and theme. Think about the meaning of those words.
There's truth there.
Strive always to live the values that you set forth. Believe as your name states that if you accept and act upon those values, you will be prepared to strengthen your home and your family. To make and keep sacred covenants, to receive the ordinance of the temple, and to eventually enjoy the blessing of exaltation. These are beautiful gospels.
My father,
will be happier through our life here and hereafter, and
you
will be if you are sure. Most of you were taught the truths of the gospel from the time you were a toddler. The truths they imparted to you help you gain a testimony. All that testimony can continue to be fed spiritually and to grow as you study, as you pray for guidance, and you attend your church meetings each week. It is up to you to keep that testimony alive. Satan will try with all his might to destroy it. Throughout your entire life, you'll need to nurture it as the flame of a brightly burning fire. Your testimony is not continually fed to glowing embers and then cool completely. You must not let this happen. Besides attending your Sunday meetings, and the
weeknight activities,
you know all this seminary.
Whether
in the early morning,
seminary, or the anapa seminary, another seminary,
take advantage of that opportunity. Many of you are attending seminary now. As with anything in life, much of what you take from your seminary experience depends on your attitude and willingness to become. May your attitude and willingness
be
and a desire to learn. How grateful I am for the opportunity I had as a teenager. Played a vital role in my development. Seminary can change lives. Some years ago, I was on the board of directors with a fine man who had been extremely successful in life. I was impressed with his integrity and his loyalty to the church.
I learned that he gave testimony
and joined the church as a seminary. He married his wife a
bit of a
member of the church. He belonged to no church. Through the years, despite her efforts, he showed no interest in attending church for his wife and children. And then, he began driving two of his daughters He accepted the invitation. The door to the classroom was open. And he began to listen. His heart was touched. For the rest of that school year, he attended seminary with his daughters.
He was a seminary.
Hold their little times when you'll face challenges. You might jeopardize your testimony. You may neglect it as you pursue other interests.
Nah.
I plead with you to keep it strong. It is your responsibility and yours alone to keep this flame
burning.
Effort is required.
But it is effort.
You will never,
ever.
I'm reminded of the words of a song
by
Julie de Azevedo.
Thanks.
Referring to her testimony, she wrote, through the winds of change,
and
circled by the clouds of pain, I need the warmth. I need the light. Though the storms were raised, I stand against the pounding rain. I remain the keeper.
Jamframa nehwadofo.
May you believe.
Incha hum njizi.
May you keep the flame
za
of your testimony.
Obesi chi insi.
Rightly, come what may.
Mobesi biara humba mazun. Mose chi.
May you obey.
Humu mwinzi unse. Humu mwinzi wana ufudo.
Obey the laws.
Unse humu na ufasa.
They are given to us by loving Heavenly Father.
Nansama.
When they're obeyed, our lives will be more fulfilling, less complicated. Our challenges and problems will be easier to bear. We will receive the Lord's promise blessing.
He is to say,
the Lord requires the heart and willing mind and the willing and the obedient shall eat the good of the land of Zion in these last days. You have but one life to live. Keep it as free from trouble as you can. You will be tempted sometimes by individuals you have thought of. Some years ago, I spoke to my maid advisor. She told me of an experience she had with one of the young women in her class. This young woman had been tempted time and time again.
She
believed
the fact
of sin. Through the constant persuasion of
some
of her friends,
she finally agreed to follow such a
detour. The plan was set. She would tell her parents she was going to her activity. She planned, however, to be there long enough for her girlfriend and their dates to pick her up. They would then attend a party
where
alcoholic beverages would be consumed, where the behavior would be in
violation.
This young woman knew was right. The teacher had prayed for inspiration in helping all her girls, especially this particular young woman who seemed so uncertain about her commitment to the gospel. The teacher had received inspiration that night to abandon what she had previously planned, and to speak to the girls about remaining morally clean as she began sharing her thoughts and feelings. The young woman in question checked her watch often,
making
sure she didn't miss her rendezvous with her friends.
However,
conscience awakened, determination renewed. When it came, she ignored the repeated sound of the automobile horn summoning her. She remained throughout the evening with the teacher and the other girls in the class. The temptation to detour
God's approved
way had been effective. Satan had been frustrated. The young woman remained after the others had left in order to teach her a lesson.
Avoid
what might have become a tragic outcome. A teacher's prayer
was
answered. I subsequently learned that because she made her decision not to
attend
that night, one of the most popular girls and boys at school, the young woman was shunned by her. For many months, she had no friends at school.
They
couldn't accept that she was unwilling to do the things they did.
It was
an extremely difficult moment for her.
But
she remained steadfast, and eventually had friends who shared her standards.
Now, several years later,
she has a temple marriage, four beautiful children.
How
different her life could have been. Our decisions do determine our destiny. Precious young women, make every decision you contemplate pass this test. What does it do to me? What does it do for me? And let your code of conduct emphasize. What will that
be?
What will I think of myself?
Be
influenced by that still small voice. Remember that one with authority placed his hands on your head in time for confirmation and said, receive the Holy Ghost. Give your very souls to the sound of a special voice which testifies of truth. As the prophet Isaiah
said,
thine ear shall hear a word saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Close quote. The tenor of our times is permissiveness. Magazines, television shows,
magazine, television.
The heroes of the many young people long to emulate
as disregarding
and flaunting sinful practices seemingly you believe it. There is a time of reckoning in the balancing of the ledger. Every
Cinderella
has been
a night.
If not in this life, then in the next. Judgment day will come for all.
Are you prepared?
Are you pleased with your own performance?
If any of this stumbles today,
I promise you that there is a way back.
The
process is called return. Our Savior died to provide you and me that blessed gift.
Jesus Christ,
the path is difficult. The promise is real. Said the Lord, though your sins be scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Now we remember them no more. My beloved young sister, you have the precious gift.
I will pray for you.
Will be required as you endure till that day when you leave this world of existence. I spoke over the years with many individuals
who told me, I'm overwhelmed
with the challenges of life. I've offered to them this specific gift. Seek heavenly guidance. One day at a time. Life by the yard is hard. By the inch, it's a sea. Each of us could be true for just one day, and then one more, and then one more after that. Until we live a lifetime guided by the Spirit, a lifetime closer to the Lord, a lifetime of ease and righteousness. The Savior promised, look unto me, and endure to the end, and you shall live.
Unto
him that endures to the end, will I give eternal life. For this purpose, have you come in mortality,
my
young there's nothing more important than the goal you strive to attain, in eternal life and the kingdom of your Father. You are precious, precious daughters of our Heavenly Father, sent to earth at this day and time for a purpose.
Heaven, 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 heaven.
Wonderful, glorious things are in store for you. If you will only believe, obey, and endure. May this
Madam,
be your blessing, I pray. In the name
of Jesus Christ,
of Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. And I drink with Jesus Christ. Amen.